This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
9:05 the time.
We're back.
Welcome back into the Aloe Fiber Studios. That's your normal 9 o'clock hour introduction.
Yeah, thought yeah. I'd start the Hello. Week off right.
Hello.
Oh, hey, there's another voice.
Hi.
Hi, hey, everybody. Hey, it's Brian. Everybody. He's come over to play in the sandbox.
Yeah.
What'd you bring?
Just me.
Okay. You're enough, Brady.
Toys provided. What did you, number one takeaway from the Super Bowl, Brady, was what?
It's important to have a run game. It's nice to have a run game. Kenneth Walker was tremendous in that game. And that's what... This game felt a lot like the Broncos games that I watched all season. The difference is, when you get to that fourth quarter, is there going to be some Broncos magic? And that was not the case for Drake May. I mean, they couldn't protect him either. I mean, he was on the run a lot in this game, but... For all my stuff about Bo Nix the last 2 weeks, I never once said he's not good in the fourth quarter. He needs weapons around him to be better. But that game did feel a lot like a typical Denver Broncos game. The difference was Bo usually found a way to turn it on in the fourth quarter, and that was not the case for Dre. It looked like it for a second when he connected with Matt Collins for that long touchdown.
It was a boring game.
It was a boring game.
I never once thought the Patriots, oh, maybe had life. Now, even after that, I was like, yeah.
They didn't show any signs of it offensively.
Really.
There was none. They got away from the running game. What was fun watching Walker after watching a season of Broncos trying to run, where Walker actually hesitated, looked for a hole, mm-hmm. and ran into it. Where our guys get the ball and put their head right up the keister of alignment.
Yeah, I said that while watching the game.
Did you?
That run that Kenneth won, it was one of the outside stretch runs where he sat there for a second, found it, then exploded. I was like, that's a run that R.J. Harvey runs right into the back of one of the linemen, and it's for no gain.
Also, 27 carries. 27 carries.
I feel like Denver, with Jarrett Stidham, would have put up the performance that New England did. I think that they would have been the exact same game because Denver. I think Denver's defense is better than New England's.
Oh, yeah.
And that offense for New England was just atrocious. I got to be one of the worst teams to ever make it to the Super Bowl. They have got to
I bet
be,
you're feeling pretty good about yourself.
I feel great, dude. I feel I'm not even going to lie on this one.
Hey, everybody needs to win one.
I got to get a couple here, okay? And that was a good one to have. We're asking about some of the other stuff that went on during the game.
What else went on?
Such a snoozer. any commercials stand out to you as the best commercial that you saw?
I don't know. It's just maybe I wasn't in the right mood for it. I just didn't. There was a lot of promos. There's a lot of promos for shows and stuff.
NBC took full advantage of it being on their network.
And no Olympic coverage, which is really weird to me that the same network who had the Super Bowl had the Olympics.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did they have to start that later? I don't know what the
Well, luckily the Olympics are in Italy where they can be at 2:30 in the morning.
Mm, I hate that so
much. I do too.
What did you think about the Michelob Ultra? Did you see the Michelob Ultra run with Kurt Russell?
Yeah, that was good.
That was a very good
Kurt Russell can do anything.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's fantastic.
Wonderful.
Okay, my question is, what was your best snack during the Super Bowl? What was the best food that you had?
We didn't go crazy. We just did a lot of different chips and stuff. Like I didn't go nuts.
Was there a particular dip that was going to be enjoyable?
We did like this kind of cheese chili thing that was really good. Yeah, and that was fun. Yeah.
Tanner, what was your best food item?
All of it. Well, like I said, my wife went all the way out. I made jalapeno poppers. We had cheese and queso. We had mini sliders. What else? It was so good. Everything. Mike brought an apple pie that was delicious at the end of it as well. So,
nice.
Yeah, no, I gained like 47 pounds, but, I thought the Michelob one was good. The Instacart, do you know what a Benson Boone is?
No.
Okay. He was the one doing backflips with Ben Stiller.
Know what a Benson Boone is?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
That's,
I thought it was going to be funnier.
When he fell for the second time, I laughed.
Their singing was funny.
Yeah.
the bananas thing.
Yes.
But, yeah, I don't know, man.
None of them blew you away this year.
I mean,
the tight ends, what do you relax your tight end?
Yeah.
Thought that was good. I thought the Bud Light one was good when they're rolling down the hill chasing the Bud Light game.
I feel like we've seen that before.
Yeah, that's the type of comedy that doesn't age for me.
Yeah, I like physical humor.
Make me laugh, funny guy.
Yeah. No, I thought there was a really nice mix of things that made me laugh and things that made me feel, and then there were the ones that were trying to tell me something that I didn't know, and I don't like those.
Yeah.
Like I said earlier, the ones that were trying to edumacate.
The Thor AI one, what's his face?
Yeah, where he was trying to kill him?
Yeah, that's pretty crazy, though.
Yeah.
Like that. Were they pitching that? Were they trying to sell that product?
I don't know.
Commercial?
You remember this way where
I can picture
the garage door coming down.
He's describing all the ways that he thinks AI could kill or Alexa or whatever could kill him.
Yeah.
And I was like, are they selling that product? Because if they are, that makes me not want that product.
Right. It was almost like, oh, we could, but we won't.
Yeah.
We won't.
Yeah.
Because at the end, it books a massage and a cup of coffee for him. And I'm like, I think that's what they were going for. It's like, we're not going to do any of that, but we can do this for you.
Yeah.
But just by bringing that up makes me think you could do that other stuff, too.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
You could.
I still relax your tight end, because Bruce Arians was so serious talking to Ben forever. And then you throw Gronk in there, and I was like, okay, that one works. Did you see the Budweiser one? With the Clydesdales and the Bald Eagle? Yeah,
no, I did not see that one.
Okay, is the number one response we've got from everybody here. So you have to check. They find this little Clydesdale, this baby Clydesdale finds a baby eagle, and they grow up together. And then the Bald Eagle's flying off the back. It's pretty good.
That seems like something I would be into.
Pretty good.
I just missed it.
Yeah.
No, I was – one thing that I was looking to see was the Super Bowl would have been a great time to market – what's coming up in the NBA this week? And do leagues not jump in and advertise their league on other?
They did push the All-Star game, which actually was a good ad.
Yes, it was.
Okay, that must be what I'm thinking. Didn't it say, like, U.S. versus the world?
Yeah, and it was the everybody wants to rule the world.
Tears for Fears.
Tears for Fears, yeah.
Yeah.
And they had, like,
it was
Joker in there.
Yeah. They replaced the lyrics to that song.
Yeah, with the players' names.
With the players' names.
Which actually was like, I was impressed, because the NBA has really screwed up their All-Star game for years now. That might be the most hype around it for a very long time.
Do you think it was the NBA, or do you think it was NBC that said, hey, this is going to be on our network, we need to promote it?
I don't know. NBC's really pushing.
The NBC may save the NBA in terms of of those things. Because Adam Silver,
well, the Sunday night promo they did of football, baseball, and basketball, I mean,
NBC
really
is going to save sports.
Maybe.
Well,
get it away from ESPN.
Actually, I like seeing the NBA in all the places I've been watching it this year. I like the sound of different people covering it.
Yeah.
You know, I like to hear some different voices talking to me about basketball, because I had the same ones forever. And not that they're bad voices.
No, it's just
but
you want more characters.
Yes.
You want more people discussing it. And that's what the NFL has.
What were you going to say?
Well, I just had a random thought.
Okay.
We were talking about AI.
Yeah, let's go.
Ian Eagles, son.
Yeah.
Did you see the very beginning of the game when they're standing on the sidelines talking?
Yeah.
He looked fake.
He looked like a robot.
Was he?
No, there were several.
What's
that's what I'm
name?
Saying.
Noah?
I don't trust anything that
Noah
I see
Eagle?
Anymore.
Yeah, he was
but
so
he
perfect.
Had, it was, I thought the same thing, that he stands out because it looks flawless.
The lighting on him maybe was something odd, but that was something that as soon as I saw it, I said, are they doing like a gimmick here? Because is he going to do something robot-y?
Is he going to interview
didn't.
Al Davis?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, why not?
That's what I said that they should just do for the halftime show, is just do holograms. Just bring back the legends. Like, hey, we've got Elvis, Prince, like all the legends, and just put them up there as holograms. You can't be mad at a hologram, although somebody would find a way.
Yes.
He was not AI, as AI tells
me. So other people were seeing
No, that. Noah Eagle was not an AI at the Super Bowl. He is a real human sports broadcaster.
Well, I know he's real AI.
So now my computer thinks I'm an absolute idiot for Googling that.
It looked fake.
Well, no, you could say you were talking about the eagle on the back of the horse.
Yeah, that was AI.
Yeah.
It was CGI.
No.
What's the difference between AI and CGI? Ask
the letters.
I think CGI is more like people.
Computer generated.
Yeah, and then,
but by a person putting it in, and AI.
Yeah. And then AI is doing its own thing now.
Okay, that's terrifying. Did you see Tony Dungy and Rodney Harrison get into it in the pregame?
I thought that was good.
I thought that was very good.
No, I did not. I was watching the waste management tournament. What was the issue?
He basically, Rodney went at Dungy for not voting. He said, you guys got it wrong for not getting Bill Belichick in. And he flat out said, he came up with defenses to stop you all those years, and you guys got this one wrong. And it was mildly uncomfortable.
It was great.
Did Dungy not vote for Belichick?
No. He said he wouldn't disclose.
You didn't.
Yes. And it was apparently him and Bill Polian that were the ringleaders of trying to keep Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft out.
But didn't it come out that Bill Polian did vote for
Belichick? Hadn't seen that.
He was on a podcast last week or 2 weeks ago. And
that changes a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Dungy was trying to deflect and blame the Hall of Fame for saying the way that it was, the votes are now cast.
It is a weird way they're doing it.
It's very strange.
Coaches are going to have a really hard time.
Yeah, they've come out and said, we're going to review the process.
Yeah, you can't limit it to just one coach. Like, I don't know how you're going to do that.
Do you know what he said Chris is referring to? He says, so Brady, what's on the Abbott and Costello show this afternoon?
He thinks that the show that I do with, what's-his-face is like Abbott and Costello.
Costello.
Is there a more serious one out of Abbott and Costello?
I don't know.
Brian? This is a dated reference?
They were both goofballs.
Mm. Yeah.
And compared to our show, he's going to you guys.
But I think
probably because Michael talks
Abbott.
About
Costello was more of the goofball, I believe.
Mm. So that would be.
I mean, we'll be talking a lot about the Super Bowl.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Kenneth Walker made himself a lot of money last night with his performance.
Seattle can't let him go.
You've got the Super Bowl MVP right there. You've got your quarterback locked
Denver
in,
can
don't
outbid
you?
Him.
No. Do they have Darnold locked in? Did they just sign? Okay, they did.
But they could franchise tag him, I suppose. Nah. That's what's going to happen with George Pickens, with Dallas.
Because it was hard as a Broncos fan watching that game, not thinking about how good Kenneth Walker would look in orange.
Would you give him the ball more than 13 times?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I don't know either. And I wonder, too, on that, Brady, is Davis Webb going to have more of a say on personnel matters as well? Because if he's the one calling the plays, he's going to say, okay, Sean, here's what we did. I'd like to add this tweak on it. The subtle changes that Denver's going to have to make, because this was a hot take. I'm not locking this in. So you guys cannot use this. Agree?
No.
Again, I trusted you with the Aaron Gordon, Peyton Watson thing, and you guys were okay about this. I'm just exploring these. I don't think New England or Denver makes the playoffs next year.
Whoa.
I don't
I thought you were like Bo Nix, Hall of Fame. I don't think he's the greatest that's ever been a person.
Those two teams make the playoff next year.
Wow.
I think that New England, and I'm just exploring, I don't know what New England's schedule is, but they're going to have to play a first place schedule now. And they just got exposed by what a first place team does to them. And Denver's schedule is just absolutely
brutal. Really rough.
And the way that they won games this year, I don't think it's sustainable. So they're going to have to have marked improvement at the wide receiver and running back position for them to be able to win. So I'm not locking it in yet, but that's as I'm sitting there and hearing all these Patriots fans be like, oh, we'll be back. I'm like, I don't think
I don't know. Drake May's got to have he was really good, and then the playoffs hit. And he just kind of got worse.
He faded out at the end of the year.
Yeah,
he most definitely did.
Collinsworth tried to paint it as, well, it's not snowing here. It's like, well, it didn't start snowing until like late third quarter.
Right.
So
if Stidham doesn't fumble that ball, we're seeing a Denver versus Seattle Super Bowl.
I think, if you kick that field goal.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big one.
There's a lot of
saying
those.
On your ex that Denver's got one of the greatest what-if stories now.
Well, and they do. And again, there's just this blind faith right now in Bo. And I'll admit, I would have liked to see what Bo Nix did in that fourth quarter. I don't know that he does that against Seattle, what he did against the Giants. They're not the Giants. Seattle had New England on lock. I mean, you look at that coverage that they had.
And Drake wasn't willing to until late in that second half, because you're playing some of the blitzes, and I thought Collinsworth and Tirico did a great job of trying to make that interesting for the common football.
Yeah.
I thought it was very interesting how they were designing those blitzes. You're getting one-on-one coverage. You've got to just throw it up. You got to go trust your receiver. And
he did,
Matt Collins for the touchdown. I just wonder, in the screen passes, I didn't think they called enough of them. It felt like the first one was Seattle threw that screen pass to Kenneth Walker. They got 30 yards. The play calling was weird. I thought it was also interesting to hear Clint Kubiak in the post game. I asked, are you going? He's like, hell yeah, I'm going. Like, yeah. He was so excited that he's going to go be a head coach.
Yeah.
Good on Seattle. Good on Sam Darnold. Got to be one of the greatest comeback stories. And I feel for Vikings fans right now. I feel very bad for Vikings fans watching.
What just
transpired.
It's really hard watching your girlfriend make out with somebody else.
Yeah, I can imagine. That's difficult.
I didn't mean to walk up on that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I wish I'd hadn't known.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Tie a sock on the door. Do something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've all been there, right? Happened to me.
And right now, I could just, there's a bunch of bobbleheads and trucks nodding right now.
Yep. Except for mine was a text message. Hey, are you still dating this girl? Here's a picture of her making out with somebody else.
That hurts.
That's rough.
Yeah.
You got that message?
Oh, yeah. On a bus back from Strasbourg, so my life was going great at that point. But what are some of those targets that the Broncos could look at for free agency, and what will it take? Because like I said, I'm sitting here saying, you got to be better than what you were this year. I know you were really good, but the way that you were winning, maybe not sustainable. You got some time to hang out with us this morning? Let's talk about that on the other side, and who knows what else heartbreak Brian will bring up about my personal life. You're listening to Good Morning NoCo. I'm going to throw this out there now. I'm losing to Brady in an air guitar contest.
Oh, Brady's very good air guitarist.
Nobody does it.
He's probably the best I've seen.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very.
That's what the halftime show should be. Just me up there, air guitar,
and absolutely.
Sweating my face off up there.
Can I do the air tambourine in the background?
Yeah.
Can I lip sing?
Yes.
Okay. I think we got it.
We just go hard, you know, and it's awesome.
What did you think of the halftime show?
The same as I think of every halftime show.
That it was terrible?
It's not good.
It's not good.
No. Yeah. I don't care. People are, oh, the story's an amazing man. I don't care. Is his music in my car? No. Mm-hmm. So that means just because it's automatically inserted to what I like to do for fun and watch football does not mean suddenly I go, it really speaks to his character. He's really good. It doesn't. I don't care. And people are like, you're racist if you didn't like it.
Yeah.
You're a flaming liberal if you liked it. I just don't enjoy that style of music.
Yeah.
I don't like Lady Gaga. I don't like Ricky Martin. He had one good song, and I heard it 470 million times in the tractor. So I don't like that. And I don't know what Bad Bunny is, so I don't like that either. That's not my style of music. But I'm racist if I didn't like it.
Oh, yes.
Or I don't understand the meaning of it. I don't need that. Well, of course I don't understand the meaning of it. I don't speak Spanish.
I think it's a very common sense take.
No, it is. There's nothing wrong with not liking it, but having it make a stance of, you know, we don't tolerate, we don't do this here, we don't do that. Look, sometimes music is so subjective. You either like it or you don't. I can't stand Kendrick Lamar. It gives me a headache, but I know that really resonated with a lot of people. So that was for them. I didn't understand a word. Do I like the rhythms? Yeah, I absolutely do. Was it visually cool to watch? Yeah. Am I going to buy a record? No.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
but was it?
Don't
it was
understand.
Fine. I don't know why it has to be a big deal.
I don't
deal.
Know why. Yeah, this is the one thing. This is, as weird as it sounds, like, there's one subject we don't broach on this show, and it's abortion. That is the one subject we don't talk about because it elicits so much emotion for. It's like that, and then it's like the halftime show. I don't understand why people get so damn fired up on both sides
of this.
Neither do I. I went and checked out the Turning Point USA one. It sucked, too. It was just...
Well, and like, for me, the Turning Point thing was odd because it's like, why would I leave? The only reason I'm watching the halftime show is because it's in the middle of the football game I'm watching.
Yes.
Yeah. MTV could have said, hey, man, Shinedown's doing a set.
You would have turned it off, Shinedown.
No, because I've seen Shinedown. I don't need to go away and... I'm here for football.
Yeah.
And I'm going to sit here and wait until you're done singing so I can get, like, what's her face? Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
The movie with Bradley Cooper. Star is
Born.
Oh,
Star is Born, yeah.
She's really good, right?
Yeah.
She's a great singer. In that setting, she was off key. And I don't know much about singing and stuff, but she was trying to do the cha-cha and stuff. And in between, she was like out of breath. It wasn't good.
Ricky Martin looked real good for 54. That's all I'll throw out.
He did.
There.
He looked good.
He looked very good for 54 years old.
Yeah. He looked good. But I'm just, my favorite band of all time could play at halftime, and I'd still be like, ooh, this is a watered down version of people that I really love and respect.
How did he get this way? How did he get this way with the Super Bowl halftime show, where it's just you're either a racist if you didn't like it.
I don't
it,
know.
Or you're
a, it I, wasn't like that growing up.
No,
right?
No. It never meant anything.
When did it? When was the first
social
one that
media
meant something? Was
social
it when
media.
That happened?
Yeah, as soon as that happened, then you got to hear everybody's voice and opinion.
Did it start after the Janet Jackson boob incident?
No, yeah. That was just controversial because it was nudity. Like that wasn't. A political
it earned
statement.
Its place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the next year was like Paul McCartney and, you know.
Oh, for the next
nobody
five
complained
years.
About that.
Yeah, they went Jurassic Rock after that.
Well, just do classic rock. I feel like that is the genre that crosses most. No. And just throw
you don't
it
think
there.
Quit caring.
A lot of this is the NFL. They feed that beast because they know if you drive controversy to it and you get someone that's somewhat controversial – more people are going to watch just to see what happened. Like the Netflix thing with the guy you watched, Brian, that was climbing the...
Yeah, the dude climbing the building. And
there's a good portion of people that watch that, I hate to say it, to see him fall.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
So there's going to be people going, he's going to wear a dress, he's going to be anti-America, he's going to say something bad about ICE. I'm going to watch it just so I can get pissed off, or I'm going to watch it just so I can cheer because he's agreeing with how I feel. That's what it's turned into, rather than just, I mean, you don't get that on Animal Planet. Those puppies have nothing controversial going on.
And I actually was watching that, and my wife and I started to get to the edge of our seat, wanting this one. Seriously, there's this one dog, he's so close to getting in the end zone, but he keeps stopping and dropping the chew toy.
The focus is not there.
No, he just was so distracted. Yeah. I don't know if there was a cat in the crowd or what.
It's
you gotta keep your focus in those games.
Holding a sign.
It's real life rage bait. I honestly see it that way. That's the thing for me. And I ask this to you. Would we ever make a decision, you know, to do something that 80% of our audience didn't understand? No, we wouldn't. And 78% of Americans are only English speaking. So you're a sport here in the United States that is the biggest. I get you're trying to grow it internationally, and I think that's exactly what Goodell was trying to do, and the NFL was trying to do, was to grow that internationally. And I don't know what – I don't give a damn if the sport goes international. Like this – don't forget about the people who built it to get to this point, which is you, Brian, which is you, Brady, which is me. Like that's the part where I can understand frustration behind it is like, okay, it's not that big of a deal. It's truly not that big of a deal to the point – and I even put that out there. I'm like, I don't understand why halftime show or shows should be politicized. And I saw people start commenting, like, Turning Point. I'm like, that was more political than what we ended up seeing.
Why does it have to make – go ahead.
Well, what I've seen of the clips is that the Turning Point one was more political than
– Yeah, 100%.
I mean, the songs were about political issues.
I couldn't stand either of them.
Yeah.
I absolutely –
And I'm sorry, Kid Rock, he was great when I was 13. I'm
well,
not
when,
a big
when he
Kid
was
Rock
in
guy.
His thir- – he's Yeah. He's 55 now, and he did lip sync.
I did see some. Didn't he sing Ba with the Ba?
Yeah, which is where I'm thinking of my dad and his group. Because dad texted me and said, you know, hey, it's on this network. I'm flipping over to that. And I'm like, you do you. That's fine. I said, I'm going to go grab some snacks.
Yeah.
You know, and that's it just, I hate that it matters.
Well, I saw somebody's like, people are complaining that this one's not in English. Kid Rock, meanwhile, Ba with the Ba, the Banga. That's not even a language.
That's not a language. No, it's not. Those are sounds.
Those are just sounds.
It's technically is what language is. It's just the sounds we're making with our mouths.
So don't get me wrong. I liked Kid Rock. I had some of his CDs back in the day, but I've done that before, and I'm over it. I've heard Ba with the Ba 477 times.
HVAC guy said Barry White for the next halftime show.
On. No one is going to. I'm sorry. This is what I posted last night. This is the one show that people criticize you for your style of music.
Mm-hmm.
If you say you weren't into it, oh, you're just an old white guy that hates culture.
Mm-hmm.
If you say you loved it, it's, oh, you are just you're just going to go along with whatever the agenda is telling you. I could post today, man, I really like Metallica. And I bet you people aren't going to be like, you are racist.
Yeah.
Or you're not racist. Good post.
This elicits so many emotions for so many, strong emotions for so many people. I don't get it.
Just book Kiss every year. It would look cool.
Every year.
Just every year.
And then when they die, let's do holograms of Kiss.
Yeah, I'm cool
just
with that.
Just one band every year.
Yes.
Or Rod Stewart.
It's just like
he's timeless.
Yes. Just put Rod out there.
Yeah, I think I've got something to say to you. It's like, what are we doing
just keep
here?
Doing that.
Faith says, can I do the cowbell in the lip singing band? That we're
absolutely okay. Yes. We need more cowbell.
Yeah.
They should do like a stand up comedy, like a really bad one though.
Yeah.
Like you know, one of those
Jerry Seinfeld
kind of balding over, and he's just
Brian Dangerfield.
But make it so bad. Anyways.
I don't know if you've heard Brian Dangerfield. He does.
So, on the drive over here. You know?
But yeah, just that kind of, just flew in from wherever. Boy, am I on.
Anybody
tired.
Here from Florida? Anybody? Hey. It's
right.
Hot down there, am I right?
Yes.
How about them oranges? All right.
That would be good.
Everyone having a good time.
Let's get a break here. 9:36 the time now. You're listening to Good Morning NoCo.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition. Every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
I think we got some brilliant ideas flowing in here this morning.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. No, this is the think tank right here.
I honestly think we put more thought into it than what the NFL has. Chris said, go get Dwight. Get Dwight Yoakam up there.
I'm in for just something so bad that it's really good.
And honestly, you do that for like 3 years and then nobody cares anymore about the halftime show. That's maybe what we need. We just need somebody who's just awful up there.
Yeah, but the NFL knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
They know exactly what they're doing.
Do you guys like the international games and the growing of this?
Like you said, it doesn't really do anything.
I love it because I get up really early in the morning. So yeah. I love that 7:30 game.
Yeah.
I enjoy it very much. I have no problem with them going and spreading it around.
I'm either or. Like, whatever.
Yeah, I don't.
It's fine if the goal is not ultimately to put a team there.
But it's got to be.
Where my brain goes, and that would be just. Imagine getting drafted, and then you're drafted by the
Hamburg Dolphins.
England ninwitties.
Not like, the ninwitties.
I guess I have to move.
Yeah.
Bye bye, everyone
that,
I know.
How would that make any sense at all?
That's going to happen someday.
I agree with this. Did you guys see Bon Jovi introduce the Patriots onto the field?
Yeah.
And good, like, may I just say, good on Bon Jovi for letting the hair go white. Good on that. But she goes, I thought it was funny that Bon Jovi introduces the Patriots and then they go to an Ozzy Osbourne song. I laughed at that. I was like, why would you not play a Bon Jovi song?
I didn't even, I heard Crazy Train and I was thinking, do you think Ozzy had any idea that at some point this song he was working on would be played during the Super Bowl?
Worst halftime shows to get people disinterested, Striper. Featuring Barry Manilow is what HVAC guy is going with here. Singing nursery rhymes as well. Now this is good stuff we're getting from our listeners here.
I like the bad stand-up comic idea. Yeah. Something from a small dinner theater.
Yes.
Just at halftime, so we'll be doing various selections from The Sound of Music.
No,
from
you.
Like a guy that's really not polished, though. He's kind of nervous up there the whole time.
So you have to excuse me. I'm a little nervous. I haven't been in front of a crowd before. Is this on? Hello, Florida.
Now from the Eaton High School Theater Program, Michelle.
Yes, I think that would be good.
Then you'll have people, we hate Michelle.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but if you didn't like his airplane jokes, you're what's wrong with this country. Really? If you liked it, then you're contributing to the problem. Oh, I just thought he was funny.
Welcome to the game. Here's your label.
I just The tweets that drive me is the ones that are like, if you didn't like this, something's wrong with you.
The virtue signaling and the outrage culture, I think, is just out of hand. Like, if you don't agree with me.
I don't listen to that music ever.
I do like this idea from Faith. Like,
I just read that, and I love this
just
idea.
Just do the pregame stuff at halftime, the Hall of Fame and all the other stuff. Do that at halftime.
Present the awards that you do with the NFL honors. Let's name the MVP and all those things during halftime of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, make that like your red carpet.
That makes you're on brand at that point. NFL game?
Oh, wow.
NFL honors.
Still football stuff.
Yeah. Then she goes, also, Green Day looked old. I thought Green Day was phenomenal. Did you guys catch any of
those? Oh, I did. I watched them. Yeah, I thought definitely. I'm a Green Day fan. I've always enjoyed them.
What is their really cliche, sad song about time passing and things? What is that Green Day
song?
Wake
me up when September ends.
Yeah, that one. There's Time of Your Life.
Time of Your Life.
There you go.
They were singing Time of Your Life as Eli and Peyton and all, and I'm like, yeah, I'm getting sad.
Well, they did that. I remember when John Elway retired.
Yeah.
They played that, and it was really rough.
Yeah, it's tough. Let's
get
one more.
Been around a while.
One more break here, 9:43 the time. Yeah, Faith, that's what happens when people age. They get old. 9:43 the time. Let's get to the KFK News and Sports Center. Brian DJ up there.
Yeah.
That would work, too, for the halftime show.
Totally in. I've got some clothes I can break out. Some cool outfits.
I think we should see...
Like a sweatsuit. Is what like a tracksuit?
Well,
I want that.
Yeah, I got a couple different ones. Yeah, okay. Of the tracksuits. Yeah.
The same cast from Dodgeball just plays Dodgeball. Every year. Last year, Ben Stiller's crew won... This year, Vince Vaughn and company look to get even.
It drives me, because like I said, I don't think there should be politics in a halftime show. And people read that as, hey, I don't want anybody else's politics in a halftime. I'm like, I don't want any politics at all in something that we get together and just enjoy as a country. We have gotten so infused. Like, the people who put the yard signs up for who they're voting for... Why?
I've never understood.
Why does everybody else need to know that? I don't understand this. I don't. But some of the Super Bowl commercials that people are saying were very good. Carrie says the beer commercial with Kurt Russell, of course. The Michelob Ultra ad was very good. Norma says the Budweiser one with Manning and Post Malone. Other than that, one I didn't think that any of them were that good. People liked the Polar Bears one. I thought the Polar Bear one was, I thought it was okay.
I think it's thievery. Those are Coke bears. They were Coke bears, man.
Yeah.
So you're just taking.
That's pretty jacked up.
You're just taking it. It's like if Burger King just took Ronald McDonald and just started, having him sitting there eating a while. They'll probably do it.
Yeah, probably.
They'd probably go over huge. Never mind. It's a great idea, actually.
Makes me kind of want to eat Burger King.
I like this. Diane says Budweiser with the Eagle, Michelob Ultra with Kurt Russell, and of course the Bud Light one with Peyton Manning, Post Malone, and Shane Gillis. Gee, do I have a drinking problem? Yes. Faye says just have the puppy bowl in person during the halftime show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we'd all thought of that. I mean,
put the puppies down there and let them run wild.
I enjoy watching the puppy bowl.
Put wild animals out there.
Yeah.
Just see what happens.
Okay, now we're getting closer to the thumbs up or thumbs down. Does he live or does he die?
I'm not opposed.
Just put some of the most fierce animals out there. Just see.
We all feel for Drake's family now.
But you got to put a cage up around the thing so they don't get into the stands.
That Denzel would be... Washington in the corner.
That would be, yes.
You can't crap on Gladiator 2. You haven't seen it.
I'm assuming it's bad because it didn't. I mean, Russell Crowe's not in it.
It's very good.
Unless he came back,
it's rough.
It's not rough.
Did Russell Crowe come back?
He's a contributing factor.
Really?
Yeah.
How did they go back in time?
I guess
the whole movie is back in time.
The de-aging used in the Dunkin' commercial. Did that trip you out? That tripped me out.
That was a weird one to me.
I didn't understand any of it.
He just tried to say that he came up with all those references, like how you doing and all that. He took Joey's line.
And then he took Ross's line, and we were on a break.
Yeah, and he was the man responsible for Good Will Hunting.
I got confused.
I guess he was trying to look like he was the one who came up with all those, and the guys that were there that day ripped him off and took it to their sitcoms and became famous.
I think he was just playing off a funny narrative.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the hell out of it. That was the first one where I went, okay, I'm really digging it. That was fun. But like I said earlier, I felt the same way when Seal's face appeared on a seal for Mountain Dew Baja Blast.
You had a texter reference the Puppy Monkey Baby. Everything went downhill after that.
Yeah.
Because that was the best. That was Super Bowl commercial Hall of Fame.
Is E-Trade out of business? There was no talking babies.
There were no E-Trade babies. Oh, wow. They've all grown up, and they took a different stance.
Talking babies are rare.
Yes, they are.
They grow up, they're just talking people, and that's not fun.
Nobody wants that.
They're into that Bitcoin stuff now and all of that.
The look of confusion on Brian's face with cryptocurrency, I love, because we're all thinking it, but his face just goes like, what? I thought the Coinbase ad was good, where they did the karaoke of the Backstreet Boys. Did you know what it was at the end of it? Did you know who it was?
Got up and left at that point. I was like, okay. Oh, it's going to keep going. All right, now's the time.
What did you think of the Uber Eats with the culmination between Bradley Cooper and...
That was kind of funny.
Yeah. It's a juicer, Bradley.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
That was very funny.
That was good. Yeah, that was a pretty good one. That's probably the best one.
I thought that was very high up there, too, because it was... They must... That's a weird thought. If you buy 60 seconds, do you have to... Is it doubled up? Do they spend $16 million on that? And how do you justify $16 million for one commercial? Weird thought.
I don't know, but that would make sense.
I don't understand money, because I don't know how you justify $252 million for a quarterback.
Well, you don't if it's Russell Wilson.
Well, just period, you know. So I don't believe money's real.
That's how I started my venture here at KFK, was with a guy behind that glass telling me the money's
That's
not
why
real.
I did that.
Yeah, which I'm starting to believe.
I think there's some truth to it.
Let's grab one final break. Let's talk some actual sports with Brady on the other side. Nuggets back in action tonight. And list a couple of these running back free agents who we'd like to see maybe Denver make a move for. We'll have that for you on the other side. All right. Got the key 2026 free agent running backs pulled up here.
Okay.
For the Denver Broncos.
Who are we getting?
Breece Hall. Yes or no?
Mm-hmm.
One that you'd be willing to overpay for? Let's phrase it this way. What is one that you'd be willing to overpay for to ensure they got here? Breece Hall, Kenneth Walker, Travis Etienne Jr.
All three are good. I like all three. Any one of those three.
Yeah, I tend to lean towards Walker because we just saw him, but Etienne... Or ATM or automatic. Yeah, that's it. Annie M. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wizard of Oz.
He's really good.
Oh, thank you. Yep. I was like, I have nothing for the first guy. Giggle at the first. Breece Hall, Jets running back.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Which, if you had to pick one of those three, where do you think you would go?
Well, realistically, I just don't see how Seattle's going to
let him walk.
I don't see it, so I would probably go Breece Hall.
Okay. Travis Etienne down in Jacksonville he torched that Denver defense.
Go with one of those guys and pair him with J.K. Dobbins, and R.J. Harvey's your third back.
Do you think they bring Dobbins? You think he's done, right, in terms of his contract?
I think they'll get him back for probably a little more, but I think you can get him for pretty reasonable.
So the other one's Javonte Williams. You think
bring him back.
Denver?
See, that's the scary part about spending on a running back, though.
Yeah.
Because... Javonte Williams just left Denver and is now going to be a top. He's going to get paid. He's a top-tier free agent.
Would you rather Denver sign a big wide receiver or a big running back? What would you rather?
I'd rather them sign a big running back, but I just don't trust that the person running the show is going to justify the cost by giving this guy 27 carries.
Are there good enough backs out there, though? I mean, are good wide receivers easier to find than a good running back?
The wide receiver the wide receiver free agents this year. We talked a little bit about this Friday, Brady. It's not a deep class.
No, and now it sounds like George Pickens is going to be given the franchise tag.
Yeah, I'd heard that as well.
So that's
that kind of eliminates that deal.
Yeah, that's the big one off the list there.
Yeah, Deebo Samuel, Mike Evans, Alec Pierce, Romeo Doubs, Wandale Robinson, and Juwan Jennings.
I wouldn't hate Romeo Doubs coming here.
Yeah, that'd be all right. Probably not as expensive as...
I wouldn't think so. But you've got to address a couple things.
Well, they've got to get another weapon offensively.
You have to.
I mean, you need... something that the defense has to be concerned about.
That, I don't think they have that right now. Do you guys?
No, that's why I'm saying I think we need that.
You just look at what the game was yesterday. I mean, look at how suddenly the Patriots, they had to bring their safeties in a lot more to watch out for Walker. And that just, it opens up so much of what you can do.
Well, if you're going to be a defense-first team, which Denver is, there's no doubt about that, you have to be able to do more with less on that offensive side of the ball. You've got to be able to control the clock, control the field position, which they were able to do this year. But having that running game to keep the opposing team's defense out there is going to be critical for the Broncos, especially with that schedule that they have coming up next year. It is going to be absolutely brutal. Final thoughts from you guys on the Super Bowl? Obviously, Brady, you're going to have 3 hours to share your thoughts. So thanks for doing 4 hours of radio this morning and joining us. But we appreciate it. What do you got coming up? Any guests today? Or is it just you?
We'll have the Brock Wisney show today, too. So we'll talk about the Bears cooking. Joker needs 25 more triple doubles to pass Russell Westbrook. Is it going to happen this year? Are there enough games? Two games before the All-Star break for the Nuggets. So we'll get into that. Also, just recap the season that was in the NFL.
All right. Looking forward to that. 11 to 2. Coach speak coming up next. Brian, final thoughts from you, my friend?
No. I've used them all. I'm thrilled. I had pronounced UNC back, and that's where my focus is right now. Is that's because NBA, we've got the All-Star game coming up this weekend, which is going to be fun. I'm looking forward for the first time to see how this new setup is going to work.
I kind of am too.
Yeah. So all of that. We've got a good week ahead of us. And
U.S. Olympics team in action. The men's hockey team on the 12th as well. So we still got some stuff going on here. We still got some great things going on in the sports world.
We do.
Oh, it's always a little tough to say goodbye to football, but goodbye football.
This should be a national holiday too. Yeah. Come on, Brady. Come on now.
Let the people... Nuggets win tonight, Cleveland.
Let the people overindulge.
Maybe, yes.
Let the people overindulge. Give us the stay off.
No.
We'll be back at it on a Tuesday.
I'm with the day off thing, and the Nuggets win tonight.
We'll talk to you in the morning. We love you, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.